So the bill you sponsored is called the Raider Act, and it would stop the president from taking funding away from certain projects. What Michigan projects do you think are in danger?
The new project that we have successfully now got authorized is the Sioux Lock. Now that we have it authorized, it would really be detrimental if somehow funding was taken away from that, because of both, I would argue, national security and economic security. And you also could go down south farther to projects we're working on to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes and putting up various ways to stop carp from going there on into Lake Michigan. So Army Corps of Engineer projects for Michigan are very, very important.
Okay, and I want to go into a little bit about these projects specifically. So starting with the Sioux Locks, President Trump signed the bill that authorized the funding for that new lock. If some of that funding is taken away, can you just take me through what would happen?
I mean, the next step for us is the engineering and the plan. So we're not yet at construction. This project's been talked about for a long time. I was very pleased to be able to put together the bipartisan support to be able to get this done. But anything that would slow down the engineering, the construction plans, and so on, just adds years to the project.
And then tell me why this project matters, what sort of impact it would have.
Well, we're talking about the Sioux Locks, where all of the ships come in from St. Lawrence Seaway, come in from other countries, bringing raw materials. So having a modernized lock, a second lock, is critically important. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of economic impact and just shutting it down if it was shut down for a month or two, and jobs. So this is an economic impact for the whole country.
And the Army Corps of Engineers has already spent years and hundreds of millions of dollars, to keep invasive Asian carp out of the Great Lakes, which you touched on earlier. What would happen to all that work if this funding was at risk for this border wall plan?
Well, I'm very concerned that right now, as we finally have the Army Corps presenting us with the specific options and the cost to be able to go to construction, again, this could stop. And this is another kind of risk to the Great Lakes. The Asian carp, they basically eat all of the food available to the other fish, and the fish aren't going to wait for another round of funding. They keep trying to find a way to get into the lakes.
And then there are questions about whether the president can even legally declare a state of emergency to build the border wall. Do you think this is just a negotiating tactic to essentially get Congress to approve the funds, or is this a real possibility? I mean, the fact is, he's the one who authorized funding for and supported the Sioux Lock, so by going this route, he would essentially be undoing something he supported. Is this a real possibility that President Trump may do this in order to get this funding, or is this just a way of getting Congress to approve his plan?
Well, I think it is a real possibility. I mean, we don't know. Things, unfortunately, with the White House change every day. And so there is a debate as to whether or not this constitutes an emergency. A national emergency is used normally when we're talking about flood and earthquake and natural disasters. It was certainly used for 9/11. So this is something that arguably doesn't have that same sense of, a national emergency status, and will probably end up in court.
And then on that note, a lot of Democrats have come out in support of this bill, some big names like Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. I mean, with all this Democratic support, is this bill just a way for Democrats to just show their opposition to the border wall?
For me, this bill is about making sure that critical priorities for us in Michigan, economic, national security priorities, protecting the Great Lakes, are not somehow caught up in this, and critical funding is not diverted from Michigan priorities for something else.
Debbie Stabenow is a Democratic senator from Michigan. Senator Stabenow, thank you for the time.
You're welcome. It's good to talk to you.